Welcome to another episode of Marketing Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Shane Barker, and I've been talking with Amin Binahar about his digital marketing agency and their approach. We're going to pivot the conversation a bit today. We're going to discuss how they are helping small businesses weather the impact of COVID-19's crisis.
Exactly.
So what, since you guys are always pushing the envelope with, you know, whether it be voice search or be TikTok, what other current projects are you working on? Do you have anything else that, or there's any stealth project? You can't really tell us about stealth projects. That's the whole point of being a stealth project.
No.
anything fun? I mean, you guys are obviously crushing it in regards to search and everything else you're doing. Is there anything fun that you guys started working on? I know you're working on something, man. I know your mind from just talking to you for 40 minutes. I know you're working on something. You might not want to tell everybody, but I know you're working on something.
No, I'm actually happy to share. So our agency historically never really worked with very small businesses. And with everything that's going on, there's so many small businesses in this country that need exposure, that need to be found online, that need some kind of help. And what we're coming up with is a product that will allow them to not only optimize their local listings for search, but also for voice. So we're going to be able to help small businesses for very, very like affordable pricing to be able to claim their listings, generate reviews, manage those reviews, but also be able to be found using Alexa, you know, and you know, again, and they search or the voice searches of the world. So that's something that we've been working with ever since COVID hit. And it's actually interesting because talking about inbound, we do a phenomenal job with our blog. So we get a lot of our leads inbound on top of the referrals, of course. But we started seeing an influx of small businesses reaching out and be like, hey, I've got $500, I've got $1,000. And I felt bad. Like I would sometimes even take those phone calls and just be like, hey, be careful. There are a lot of guys out there that will promise you the moon, that will take your $1,000 and you're not going to see a single, you know, unfortunately in our industry, there are a lot of bad guys that would take your money no matter what. So that kind of, as I was driving one day, I thought about it, called my team. And that's the beauty of Advent or AVX Digital is that we move very fast. Like we're like, hey, let's come up with something. Let's help the small businesses in this country. Like us, we're a small business and we're all in this together. So let's come up with something that will give them visibility and hopefully drive them either foot traffic or more orders if they're restaurants, wherever their businesses are, and make sure that they're increasing their sales too.
I love that, man. I love that. You know, it's funny. So you, we have such similar paths, which is interesting, but we did something, not exactly what you guys are doing, but I went back to my team and talked to them about, once again, seeing the same thing. A lot of small businesses reaching out. What can we do? Small budgets, right? Nothing that we could take on that we could really make any traction with, right? That's the thing. It's like, great, I could help you for $500, but anything that I tell you, there's next steps and there's other things that need to be done. It's just not right. And somebody will take your money. And that's what I always felt bad about is like, you know what, save your money. Nobody's going to be able to crush it for you for $500. Like save your money. Let me show you what you need to do. But what is interesting is we did something kind of slimmer. We actually went, I went and I started working with the SBA, which is through the SBDC, which is kind of a SBA's where they just have the, you know, billions of dollars that have been given as businesses. Yeah. And the SBDC is really the consulting firm. It's the boots on the ground. And I just started working for them the last probably 3-4 months. Not that I needed a job by any means, because I have my whole consulting firm and everything, but we are able to offer free consulting for businesses, for small businesses and medium-sized
That's
businesses.
Amazing.
And so that was, I looked at the same thing, man. I was like, God, how can I make an impact and help people, right? And what you guys are creating is like, how can we make people more visible, right? And not have to charge them, do personal consulting that's going to cost them $10,000. Like, how can we get them on the map? Like, literally, like, how can we start this thing, right? And have it be affordable. And I love that. I love the fact that you guys were thinking about that, because there's so many businesses just don't even know where to start. And the problem is, you know, they go and they go hire somebody. A lot of the times they don't know what the SEO person is doing. They're not sure, you know, if it's good, if it's bad. And you guys have a price point, which once again, I'm sure it's just processes. Hey, this is, we got to look at these 10 things. This is what we go through. And now you guys can filter them out and pump them out in a good way. Like, yeah, great.
Absolutely.
We helped you. This is awesome. And good things can happen from that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, at a time where, and we mentioned that even before we started, like, you know, the world is, we're all going through this together. I think we should all do our part. And some of us are able to write crazy checks and others are able to give their services for free and others are able to create products that are going to help millions of businesses, hopefully, you know, have presence. So that's, we're all doing our part here.
I love that, man. I you know, and that is one thing out of this whole COVID situation that does make me smile is I have felt that there has been more people like ourselves that have agencies that can really help businesses, and that, you know, hey, if you don't have the budget, like, how do we help you, right? Because they still need help. And unfortunately, once again, it's not a talk to them twice and their whole business is from offline to online and everything's golden, right? But that's what I love, that once again, you have that. If we had more people that were just trying to help, of like, hey, what can I do? Great, there's not, you know, I'm maybe not going to profit tons of money off this, but it's like, how can I help people? And it's like, I've seen more of that. Even during crazy times with COVID and the politics and everything else that's going on there, I love the fact that in your heart that you're trying to figure out how you can, you know, help people at a lower price point but be able to have big impact, where it's like, it's not going to tons of profit there, but at least we can get people on the map and really help people out and get them to that next level. So I love the thinking there, man. I
appreciate that.
Yeah. You don't talk to too many people that really in their heart, I will tell you, the last few podcasts, almost everybody I've interviewed was doing something at the same time that we were, of saying, what can we do to like help, right? Yeah. It's like I wish there was more people that were doing that, man. So I commend you on that, man. That's awesome.
And one of the things that I'm very proud of that my team did is that we offered free social media management for any healthcare organizations that needed help. Like literally when COVID first hit, because I could only imagine the social media managers of the big hospital group, like they probably were not sleeping for days. So, and I think that's, again, what makes also that I'm very proud of the company that we've built is that, yeah, we're all in this. We want to make money. Let's just be honest. I mean, we're entrepreneurs. Like no entrepreneur is there just to make an impact. But to me, like as we are growing, we're trying to make as much of an impact as we can, in even if it's in a small scale. And I think if all of us do that in our small scale, then it's going to be a big scale at the end of the day. Right. That's how I see it. Yeah.
Well, and you know, once again, I'm really hoping this whole COVID thing is going to bring people closer together. I know right now it feels divided because of other stuff, but I'm really hoping that, you know, like this brings people. So it's like you know, everybody's brother and sister and trying to figure out how to like make this better, because it's a little crazy out there. At this point, I want to take a moment to reach out to our listeners. If you need help going digital or amplifying your online visibility, you can count on my team to help you out. For any assistance related to PR, SEO, CRO, social media marketing, or influencer marketing, you can reach out to us at shanebarker.com. We'd be happy to help you grow your business. So cool. All right. So we've got a good idea about you, your background, your agency, the cool things that you guys are doing. I'm going to move you into the fourth part of this, right? Which is this is where the hard questions come. So I hope you're sitting down, and you know, a lot of people aren't prepared for this. So I just want to let you know that like, this is where I come hot and heavy, and just, I apologize if you can't answer the questions, but they're just, like I said, it's like a machine gun. I come at you. So I did a little research in it, and it looks like maybe growing up, you'd wanted to be a soccer player, right?
That is very accurate. Yeah.
That's it. See, that's, my team goes deep into research. We know like everything. That. We're kind of like Google. We know everything about, well, kind of. Google knows a little more than we do. So if you were able to, let's say, I'm going to say wine and dine, which that always sounds weird. If you were to take somebody to dinner, past or present, tell me two soccer players that you want to have at your dinner table.
It will be Cristiano Ronaldo.
I mean, obviously, right? I mean, that guy, yeah. Just everything about that guy. It looks like God spent a little extra time on that guy, a little paintbrush, everything about it.
It's like, and the older he gets, the better he gets, which is a whole different.
I understand that. Anyways, go ahead.
The second guy is Diego Armando Maradona. Yeah. So he's the Argentinian, you know, legend. And because what that guy was able to do back in the day, and it's just, I mean, watching him, I mean, it was not during my time. I'm born in the 80s. I mean, he was playing in the 80s, but I was a kid. Yeah. Like when I watched the recordings of the games, you were like, he was an artist. He was just an artist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Some of those, and you have to realize that was back in the day. These days they have supplements and this and that. Can you imagine if he was, I don't know. It's just crazy. Like just somebody that has not only natural talent, but obviously he trained hard as well. But watching some of his passive, I played soccer too growing up, and I loved soccer. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to be a professional soccer player, because I was not too bad. I was a little aggressive and, you know, had some fun with it. But I knew, like I said, I you know, especially I know in a lot of other countries, obviously soccer or football, we'll call it here, is, you know, is huge, absolutely huge. It's absolutely insane. All right. So I'm going to hit you with another one here. You did fine with that one, but I think I'm going to throw you for a loop on this one. I'm really, I got to come in hot and heavy. If you could have any superpower, any superpower. I mean, this can be like X-Men stuff. This can be whatever. What would your superpower be? What would be that one thing you're like, Shane, I would, this is my superpower. It would be this.
I think time travel. Mm. Yeah.
And what would you do with that? What would you do with the time travel? Would you do like good old, what was it, Marty McFly? Wasn't it Back to the Future?
Back to the Future.
Like, would you go change some stuff? Would you be like, man, there was that one girl that I met when I was 19. I don't know if you're married. I probably shouldn't say this. And don't.
No, I'm not. Don't admit anything.
Okay, good.
I'm not married.
Whatever you want.
I'm single. All good.
There we go. Ladies, you hear that? All right. Single and mingling. So what would be, why would you go back in time? What would you do?
I think, you know, what I would like to do is probably like, there's certain maybe people or things that I've said that hurt people that I wouldn't have said. I would have probably worked harder in certain times in my life. I was supposed to be a soccer player, but then I was in a motorcycle accident, and that's the reason why I had to stop. Ah. So I probably would have not rode my motorcycle that day.
Gotcha. Yeah. So there's a few things that have happened, but I think if you look at historically what you've done, a pretty good run last time I checked. You're not done here.
No regrets for sure. No regrets. Yeah. And I'm really grateful for the life that I have today.
That's awesome. All right. So this last one is kind of similar to the first question, but there was three people that you could have dinner with, have dessert with, have coffee with, have a beer with. What are those three people? I always ask this question because I'm always intrigued to see where they're pulling people from, because this can be anything. This isn't soccer. This is like anywhere in the world, but live or dead, who would you pick?
So the first one will be my grandfather from my mom's side. I never met him, but he's a man who left a huge impact in his community, and people still talk about what he did in terms of good deeds and stuff like that. So I think it would be awesome if I could have had dinner with him. The second one is Nelson Mandela, because what he did in South Africa, I think, trying to unite, and not only trying to unite, I think it's more forgiving people. I think if anybody imprisons me for 27 years and mistreated me and do what he went through and then get out of there and try to unite the people, and I think that's why he's Nelson Mandela, end of story.
Yeah, I mean, how do you even it's crazy. And I wouldn't be as happy. I wouldn't be as happy. If I'm 27 years in prison, I am not coming out like, hey, not a problem, guys, misunderstanding.
Yeah, and I think he's, you know, nowadays it's really hard to find people who practices what they preach. Mm. And to me, Nelson Mandela did that.
Yeah.
He preached peace and like he led by example. So to me, like he's a great example. And the third one is actually a woman that to me, she's one of probably one of the most powerful women in the world. It's Michelle Obama. Mm. I read her book. I watched her documentary. I know, I just love that woman. I just love her energy. I love how she thinks. I love how she cares. And because of Michelle Obama, Barack Obama was president, period. Because when you have a woman by your side that supports you the way she does and makes you better the way she did, and especially after reading her book and all that, like, I feel like, God, I want to sit down with her and help her pick my next, you know, help her pick my wife.
Yeah.
Like, Michelle, how can we go about this?
That's awesome. Well, and she has a pod. She's a podcast that's going on Spotify, right?
On Spotify. Yeah. And I think Obama, Barack is one of her guests. So that'll be an interesting one. Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, definitely a power couple, right? I think that's funny asking this question. I've had, I think it was probably out of the last 10 episodes that I've had, three of the people have said Barack Obama and said that,
really?
that he's made a big impact on their life, which is, that's the reason I ask these questions, because you just never know, right? We have different things, and it's either family members, and some people say Jesus whoever you believe in. I love that, because it gives me an idea of like, you know, of people's, I guess, who they are, right? And what they're looking for. And I enjoy that. Some people, I don't know. It's just kind of like, you know, it's like if you were to have that fun day and be able to have three people at that dinner table, who would it be? So it's fun. It's kind of brings people back. Good memories anyways.
Great. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey man, this was awesome, but I'm so glad that you had the time to get on the podcast. If anybody needs to get in contact with you or wants to find more information about your agency or anything you've got going on, where can they reach you?
Yeah, so the agency website is avxdigital.com. And my personal website is aminbentahar.digital. And in there, they can find my Twitter, my LinkedIn, my Instagram, and can stay in touch with me for sure.
That's awesome. Amin, you're a gentleman and a scholar, buddy. Thank you so much for getting on the podcast today. Like I said, man, I'm looking forward to the big things. Any future stuff that comes out in search or anything like that, I'm just going to wait for you to come out with the ebook so I can read it. So I don't have to do all the research. It'll be a lot easier that way.
Thanks for having me again, and good luck with everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks.
Next week, we'll be back with another interesting conversation. Stay tuned to Shane Barker's Marketing Growth Podcast.